In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. When I was driving to church this morning and journeying down Bank Street, there was a beautiful sight that in this, the morning fog was lifting. The light from the sun was breaking through the oak trees and it was hitting the fog. And you could see each pier, each ray of light shine all the way down Bank Street as I drove along. And I noticed it because my homily is about noticing the blessings in our life. And I looked at it and I thought, what a beautiful image it is to be able to see those rays come from above and shine down, not just one ray, but multiple lights shining down on all of God's children. A wonderful sight to behold. There are so many things that I miss because I get caught up in my daily life and my daily worry and my to-do list, and I tend to get lost along the way. I have a dear friend of mine who is married and has four children, and he's a crabber down in Lafourche Parish. And he is a person who's always filled with wonder. Quite often on my phone, I will get a picture of a seahorse that he caught in his crab traps. And he has it in a bucket on the boat, bringing it home to share with his children as the part of the wonders of life. Or all of a sudden, I get another picture, and it's a bright, brilliant blue crab, the most brilliant crab you've ever seen. And he says, out of all my life, I've been crabbing. I've never seen a crab this bright and this blue. And then he will send that to me, and I will look at it. And then later on, he follows up and tells me the species and how rare it is. And he brings it home to share with his children. I've even had insects, pictures of insects on his boat console that he snaps, and he sends it to me. He says, I've lived all my life. I've never seen a bug like this. What is this? And I'm like, I've never seen that thing neither. And we text back. The latest adventure is that he has found a couple of cypress logs down in the bayous of South Lafourche. And the first attempt to grab the log, he grabbed the log, and it was about a 50-foot cypress log. And he was so excited, he calls me as he's towing it in because he's building a house, and he wanted to be able to get this log that's worth so much to be able to put in his house to build a table for his family, a kitchen table. And I was so excited, I was asking all kinds of questions, and all of a sudden, everything went bad. The rope popped, and the log went down into the middle of the bayou. And I was on the phone with him, and I was thinking, this is my fault, because I'm distracting him. And so he was quite disappointed, and I've been asking him back and forth about retrieving that log. He says, it's at the bottom of the bayou. It ain't gonna happen, he says. Well, just recently, he texted me and showed me another picture of a log that he found, another cypress log on another bank, and that today, this morning, he, his wife, and his four children are in a boat to go retrieve that log and to bring it home to make a kitchen table. It's a beautiful story because he lives with such wonder and such possibilities. He invites others to share in that wonder. And, you know, it's in our life, we get so used to the humdrum that I can be so clinical. You know, the questions, as he's excited about getting the log, these are my questions I ask him. Well, Cody, how do you know it's cypress? May I know? That's the answer. I'm like, all right. He knows it's a cypress log. Then I said, well, later on he's talking, and I say, Cody, so how you gonna pull that log off the bank? And he says, I'm gonna pull it with my boat and a rope. So how you gonna get that rope around the log? He goes, well, man, I just jump in the water, and I dig out the mud from underneath, and I put the rope around the log, and I pull it. I'm like, all right. So now I'm talking a little while later, and I, again, being very clinical, I say, Cody, how are you going to get that log out the water at the landing? I mean, sounds pretty difficult. He says, my buddy has a forklift. He's going to help me pull it out. All right. Talk a little bit longer. I'm like, Cody, how are you going to get that log off the land and back to your house? I'm going to find a trailer. Then the last question was, Cody, how are you going to cut the log up? May, my friend there has the sawmill. I'm like, all right. And I caught myself being so negative on this whole experience. I was worried about, is it Cyprus or am I just food? How do you get the log out of the water to the landing? How do you pull it up from the landing? How do you get it to your home? How do you get it milled? How does it become a table? And with those questions, I realized that that's how so many of us miss the blessings of God. We overthink it. Rather than realizing the pearl of great price, we see all the reasons why it can't happen. Cody is a person who believes, and then he also is a person who has his eyes open enough to spot the log on the bank. He's also someone who invites others to take part in his joy. I think that when we look at today's feast, the Feast of the Three Kings, it's a feast where, you know, Matthew's inviting all of us to realize that this gospel focuses that the message of Jesus is not for a few, but it's for all the world. Matthew highlights the Magi coming, the astronomers, the wise men, the kings. We don't know. All we know is they were attuned to God's blessings. They believed the possibilities. They didn't get lost in the list of questions I usually ask of how far is it? Or how will we know when we get there? Or will people think we're crazy? Do we have enough money? No. They looked. They knew it was a sign from God in their heart. And they trusted and followed. I believe they teach us enough because had they stayed home, they would have missed the Christ. Or if they would have been like Herod and all of Jerusalem, as the gospel said, that they became deeply frightened, then what happens is they would have missed the child. But instead, they were open to the blessings around them, and they were able to retrieve it. For us, we have to be careful that we don't become dull. We have to be careful that our vision remains bright because that's what God calls us to. Like those rays that are breaking through the clouds and the fog on Bank Street and peering through the oak trees, that God's blessings are surely coming to us. So for those who are older, you have learned a lesson from your grandparents and from your religion teachers and from your priest. How many of y'all have been taught the important practice of counting your blessings? Pretty much everybody, huh? Counting your blessings. How important it is for us to count our blessings. I want to give you an encouragement as we go forth from this Christmas season to make sure that you are a person who counts your blessings every day, to be able to see what blessings the Lord has given to you, and to make sure that you live lives of thankfulness, to be able to see that and to receive it. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is to be a blessing to others, to realize that you have an opportunity and I have an opportunity every day to be a blessing to others, to help others to receive the goodness of God. And if we fail to do that, then what happens is others miss their blessings because we failed to be the agent. We failed to be the star. We failed to be the cypress stump on the river, on the bayou bank that becomes a dining room table for a Cajun family and cutoff. We are called to be blessings to others and to be able to help the plan of God to be fulfilled. So we need to count our blessings, we need to be a blessing, And we need to expect big things from God. Do you expect big things from God? Cody looked a long time in the banks. He goes, man, I've been looking forever for those logs. And now, in a couple of weeks, I found two. That for us, had Cody not been looking, he would have missed those old ancient cypress logs that are sitting on the side of the bayou. And for us who sometimes get tired of searching, tired of looking, tired of living our lives with wonder, we can miss the big blessings God has for us. Expect big blessings. Know that God is active in your life. And when you stop expecting big blessings, get on your knees, because life isn't being lived to the fullest. Know that God's not finished with you yet, and big blessings are ours. May we seize it, and may we follow. Amen.